It is a big deal to be out here, and I'm learning, you know, and surrounded by the greatest musicians and songwriters in the world every day, and it's pretty cool.
Ellis County native and Nashville-based singer-songwriter Blaine Younger has released a new song. He joins us to talk about Heartland on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I grew up right there in Victoria, Kansas. Went to school there, and I've kind of been involved with music my whole life. Started playing piano when I was 5 and played drums and guitar and started writing songs and, just played all around, all over Kansas at every bar and county fair and festival and lucky enough to have some of you guys on your radio side play some of our songs through the years and just love being, you know, being from Kansas and the heartland, and we get back there a lot, but I'm living out in Nashville now writing songs and working on all that, but just always good to touch base back home there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious, you know, for those out there that aren't familiar, do you want to talk a little bit about like when you were active here in Ellis County? Because as you say, now you're out in Nashville doing the big work, but when were you local here?
Yeah, I tell you what, through the 2000s, really, I think we released 2 or 3 different albums. And through the 2000s, really, is kind of maybe mid-2000s was when we were kind of hitting it kind of big out there and playing a ton, and then kind of tailed off towards 2010. So, yeah.
Love that. Yeah, and my co-host and I, Jeff, we like to talk about the local music scene because you never know when somebody's going to make it go big. Mm-hmm. And you're a prime example of that. When people are listening to you back then, I suspect maybe they would think, this is a good local artist, not knowing that you'd be out in Nashville 20 years later doing real music work. Not real work, but yeah. The big stuff.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And I wouldn't call it big yet, but we're working on that and stepping stones. And we are out here, and it is a big deal to be out here. And I'm learning, you know, and surrounded by the greatest musicians and songwriters in the world every day. And it's pretty cool. And it just takes a lot. It's way harder than I thought it was. but we're getting there. We're getting there and meeting a lot of people that I would never thought I'd met, playing a lot of places that I never thought I'd play in my life. And so it is pretty cool. And I'm sure very inspiring to some folks back there. And so, if there's any songwriters, musicians back home, you know, it's all possible and you just got to go get it. So.
And the thing that I love about talking with like local musicians is you get a lot of stories as well, too, from especially when you're starting off. It just feels like so ragtag and organic, if you will. And do you have any like wild and crazy stories from your time when you were touring out here in Kansas?
Oh, gosh, too many. And probably
that's usually the case. Yeah, too many.
But, I'm just trying to recall, you know, that's been so long ago. But just stories of hanging out after shows and drinking whiskey with fans and friends and, man, just having a time and just making people laugh and smile and just enjoying life. And I think that's what it was all about. Some of the bigger stages were very good memories, like Country Stampede when it was still in Manhattan. And of course, the Wild West Fest was one of the first big stages, and we were just so excited and proud to play that. But there's story after story, like I said, I can't hardly recall any specifics, but yeah, it was some good times for sure.
Yeah, go out and support your local band. Your favorite local band, or your favorite band of all time, started off as a local project.
You know, Blaine,
what's that now?
Oh. I'm curious, you know, how does life out here compare to life now in Nashville?
It's just, like I said, we get back a lot, and I still crave small town living and simple life. And I don't know. It's different, but they both have their perks. Being out here, it's just you're so plugged in to the industry, and you're you really do feel like you're 3 minutes or a song away from maybe changing your life, and you've got those connections, and you're showing your face and networking, you know, in the clubs, you know, when you can get out. But back there, you know, in these days, everybody's doing it on their own, and, you know, especially with social media. And it's just about getting out and promoting yourself and playing and getting in front of people and writing great music and pushing your song. So I almost think, you know, it can be done, you know, no matter where you are these days. So as far as the industry goes, I mean, you're plugged in a little more down here and maybe more apt to hit it, you know, especially on the songwriting side like I'm trying. But as an artist, man, you can do it anywhere. But as far as personal living, you know, I have a family now, and we're lucky to be out in a cool suburb of Nashville, and we love it out here. But, you know, I still do prefer the small town, simple living over the city life for sure.
Yeah, like to hear that. Well, Blaine, let's talk about this new song you've got coming out. And now it's dropping tomorrow, I believe. I was lucky enough you sent me a copy of it. I love it. But dropping tomorrow, tell us a little bit about it and then where people can hear it.
Yeah, thanks, man. I tell you what, it's called Heartland, and it all started with, I just thought of the kind of play on words, when are you going to let your heart land? And it started there, and then I just started strumming. I think the first line is, when you coming back to the hometown? And it comes off as a love song, and this guy in the middle of Kansas wondering, you know, his love ran off to chase her dreams, and it's like, when you gonna come back? Because I do think we belong together, and he's very hopeful that one day she'll come back. But I think in my mind, you know, like I said, I'm happily married, got two great kids, great wife, and we're very happy. So that's not me for sure, but I'm getting in character on that one. But I think when I wrote it, I think the inspiration was more like, you know, man, go chase your dream and do all you can. And, you know, it's tough out here. There's highs and lows. But no matter what happens, you're inspiring somebody. You're making somebody smile. And if it doesn't work out, there's always a place back home where people love you, family and friends, and there's always another place to land. And I think, you know, that deep down, subconsciously, that's kind of what I was getting at. So people can take from what they want lyrically. Now, musically, we kind of rocked it out, took some of my 80s, 70s rock influences. And so it's very Mellencamp and Steve Earle is kind of what we were emulating a bit, and even some of the Red Dirt and Texas country that we got into back in the day when we were playing around there in the 2000s. And just rocked it and weren't too worried about what was radio friendly these days and or what sounds country, because it seems like everything's country on, you know, these days. So that's kind of the sound of it. And it rocks pretty good, but it's still, you know, got a country lyric too and a good story. So we're excited about it.
Yeah, like I said, I got to hear it. I love it. It's a cool song. Blaine, where can people hear that once it comes out?
Yeah, you know what? It'll be on pretty much anywhere on the internet. You know, I was just laughing that last time I released music, like 13 years ago, it was all about the CD and making sure we get the CDs in and where people could buy them. Now it's just like all social media and all like YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, just everywhere on the internet you can find it. So, yeah, so just, you know, Google it or, you know, your favorite streaming platform. Amazon's another great one. I think it'll be on Pandora. It should be everywhere. So,
very good. And I'm sure if you just search Blaine Younger, you probably get right to it there. Well, we're almost out of time, but I do have one last question for you. You know, as somebody that has spent time doing the performing piece and doing the writing piece, what's more exciting? You know, having a song that you've performed do okay or having someone else pick it up and do well with it?
Boy, it's different. It's pretty rewarding both ways. I think, you know, deep down, and people ask me, why are you releasing music now? And I think deep down, I think every artist or every songwriter is still an artist, and they want to say things their way and the way they would portray it and emote it. So that still is more exciting to me, and that thrill. We were just at CMA Fest, and my wife was like, man, it'd be fun to be up there. I'm like, man, it's a thrill, and I haven't done it in years, and I hope to follow up with some shows. But that being said, on the songwriting side, if I get to my goal and have a song, you know, hit country radio one of these days, I can imagine that's going to be quite a thrill too. So they're both equally great, but I just had more success so far on the artist side, and that is fun ride for sure.